Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista. We've got the story behind that. We've got Krista's news and we've got John's drink of the week. But first, we're going to kick things off with the Super Suckers. When I Go, I'm Gone, right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I'm in decline on the backslide. I'm out the door, and I'm on the floor. A decline and backslide, never mind.
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was the Super Suckers. When I Go, I'm Gone. I was trying to think of what I did last weekend, and I'm just drawing a complete blank because it was Memorial Day. I had 3 days off of work, and I thought I was going to get a lot of stuff accomplished, and pretty much all I did was work on putting the studio together in our house.
At least you thought of something. I thought you were going to come up with absolutely nothing for 3 full days off of work.
Especially when you told me that you were really busy.
I was busy, but dragging my fat ass up and down stairs, carrying stuff and taking stuff back down is a lot of work. Friday night, I was supposed to go to the parlor and see because I texted
Mo Mandel.
I texted you on Friday to ask you if the guy was funny because I'd never heard of him. I don't watch Chelsea lately very often. And I get home, we're moving stuff around, sweating like pigs, and the power goes out. And I thought I'd be nice to the rest of the people at the parlor and not showing up smelling all stinky and nasty. So we ended up skipping out on that. And I felt bad because some friends were actually having a birthday party at the parlor that night also. And we ended up not going to that either. And I was trying to think of what else I did this weekend. Saturday, my mom was in town for just one day.
One day, huh?
One day. She flew in from Kentucky for Saturday. And they were leaving on a cruise on Sunday. That's why they were in town. They're going on that same cruise that we're all going on in September. Up there to Alaska. So they came into town. Then we went over to our friend Brad's for a barbecue, which we showed up for like a half an hour and then bailed. Because by the time we got there, it was late and everybody was already well into their cups. And on Monday, I'm sitting at the computer. And did it just get really echoey in here?
No, it's all in your head.
Okay, right on. I'm sitting at the computer and I hear, Jason! And I come running.
He's such a hypochondriac. You could have taken your headphones off. The whole world is echoing. What is going on? He would have flipped the fuck out.
I'm not a hypochondriac.
You are.
I just think I'm sick a lot.
You think you're sick if I call you and I have a cold. The next day you're like, oh, I caught your cold when we talked on the phone.
Well, that's because you're contagious. So I go
wonderful personality
like a virus.
I go running out to the front door and Becca is standing there and she goes, do you see what your cat brought in? And there was a little salamander lizard or something hanging out at the door. And that's what our cat likes to do. If you leave the door open, he will bring gifts home. And it reminded me of one of the funniest things he ever did is me and a couple buddies were sitting there, at my old house just hanging out and our cousin Rob and I were playing a video game or something, and Ken was sleeping on the couch. Wally comes in and jumps up on Ken's chest, and I hear Ken go, oh, hey, Wally. And I turn around, he starts to pet him, and then Ken opened his eyes. And Wally was standing over his head with a snake in his mouth. And Ken just freaked out, started screaming. Wally dropped the snake and ran off, and he dropped it right in Ken's face, and it was the funniest shit I'd ever seen.
Was it dead or alive?
It was still alive.
Yeah.
And Ken was freaking out. It was hilarious.
I don't really know better. It would be better if it was alive or dead.
You'd rather a half-chewed snake on your face?
I'd rather it wasn't going to be slithering around on my face.
Which it did. It was
a full one still in his snake sleeve?
It was pretty damn funny. That just sounded really dirty.
That goes back to a conversation we had like 4 days ago.
There are a couple of things I do want to mention. Next Sunday at Louis G's is the fish food benefit. We're all going to be there. They've got some great live music that's going to be there. Mr. Vaughn's performing Sweet Kiss Mama, The Fat Tones, Seven's Revenge, Kim Archer, and Rafael Tranquilino. Okay. James Coates and Heidi Vlatka are all going to be performing. It's from 3 to 7 on Sunday, June 3rd at Louis G's. And they're taking donations at the door, and it all goes to benefit the fish food.
What is the fish food, Jason? Can you tell that?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
I think it's the Food Banks of Pierce County, isn't it?
Is it the Food Banks of Pierce County? It doesn't say here on the sheet that I have. And I think, I want to say you're right. It is the Food Banks of Pierce County.
And
if you want to,
you did ask, and they are taking food donations as well as monetary
donations?
They're
going to have tubs there for canned food donations as well. And it's put on by Marisa Fish Records, which is our friends from the aquarium. And also Big D and the Kingfish and NWCZ Radio are both sponsoring this. And we're actually auctioning off something at the donation for the family meeting. We're auctioning off a guest spot on the show where you can actually come in and talk. And I don't know if anybody's going to be willing to.
Somebody please bid on it so we don't feel
exactly
as bad.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, we're going to feel like a bunch of freaking losers sitting there being like picked last for dodgeball or something.
Not that we aren't used to that feeling, but, you know,
exactly.
As grown-ups, we tried to get rid of it.
Oh, and apparently they also get a plate of cookies, which...
So bid on the cookies, and you get the
you get to sit in on the radio, yeah. You get cookies and to be on the radio. It's great.
Unfortunately, you do have to be here with us.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention going on next Sunday night, which is kind of cool, and I want to say congratulations to the guys on the Northwest Convergence Zone, Big D and Double D and Voxy, I guess. I'm trying to think of everybody that's involved in that show. They got like 18 people on that show, don't they? They're all having their third anniversary celebration next Sunday night, so make sure you check them out. If you haven't checked them out, it's a great show. They have a lot of fun on there. They're going to be taking live phone calls and giving stuff away. So it should be a lot of fun. That's next Sunday night from 9 to 11 right here on NWCZRadio.com. And that pretty much sums up everything I got.
Am I next? Is that what you're looking
at? Yeah, sure.
Let's see. Friday, I didn't do much. We went kayaking on Saturday. So Friday, I went over to...
And you're both still alive?
Yeah. John will fill us in more on that. Friday, I went over to Mom and Dad's house to help them make sure they had everything ready because it's really hard to... get them out the door. So I thought if I went over Friday and made sure everything was ready, it'd be a faster process. And they were still an hour late.
And Dad's been making a kayak trailer for like 6 months. So
she and I know last time I was over there, he's like, did you see the trailer out in the driveway? Yeah, I saw something out there. I don't really look at trailers when I'm walking into somebody's house.
Well, it's just a regular trailer, and then there's other parts you put on there to take the kayaks on it, but... Yeah, so
he's
then,
very proud of it, though. So if you see it, tell him how nice his trailer looks.
Well, he put in a lot of work on it because he got this trailer and he put new rails on the sides and stuff. And yeah. So Saturday we went kayaking. Sunday, I personally like to ride ferry boats. So Sunday I went to Vashon on the ferry boat, drove around over there and came back. And then we played pool and I lost... Sorry, I told you all I was going to quit telling you.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you weren't going to play anymore. You weren't going to tell us anymore. You weren't going to play anymore if you lost.
I would have quit playing a long time ago. And then Monday, I didn't really do much. Had a lot of like laundry and garbage like that to do.
Yeah.
You got to do that eventually, even on a three-day weekend.
Usually that's what the third day on a three-day weekend is for, is get caught up for everything so you can go back to work on Tuesday.
Yep.
For those of us that still have to have 40... hour a week jobs.
Why you looking at me?
Because your whole life is a 3 day weekend.
I just have 4 day weekends every weekend. I don't know why you guys
with a day off in the middle.
With a day off in the middle of my 3 day work week.
You go to school 2 days a week, so you got.
I have a 3 day work week with a day off in the middle.
I hate you.
Yeah, that's why we're looking at you.
Actually, all week I did a lot of schoolwork until Thursday, when my vacation started.
Can you call it a vacation?
He just did.
I guess so.
Well, I called it a vacation because Monday I did not have school, so I was off for like a full week. Thursday I went and shot pool, since I've been sick, I had my first gigantic shot of tequila in like a month, and I got really hot. A little drunk. It was a tall glass.
I was gonna say, what'd you do?
It was a down pounder of bottle, tequila.
Down the whole bottle.
Well, I hadn't drank in a month. Anything.
That's impressive.
Because I've been sick. And so.
He's been drinking tea like it's going out of style.
Yeah, and he got a little offended when I called him a teabagger.
Not really. It's just if you want to snoop to that level.
It's called stoop.
Stoop.
Snoop is a dog on Peanuts.
Look that up.
I don't have to.
Exactly. You would think the one in school would be able to, would need us to look stuff up.
So Saturday we went kayaking, like Krista said, and I didn't have my compartment covers tightened down well enough. And so we were probably about a mile out in the Puget Sound, and my kayak was taking in water. And I realized that there was an issue because I didn't have full balance and control anymore. And then I looked down, and the water level was pretty much at the top of my kayak.
That's not taking on water. That's done taking on water.
Well, you can't see it. Like, I can't see the like. I have a sit-on-top kayak, so, like, the bottom of it's all full of air.
Oh, okay.
And so you can't just, like, look down and be like, oh, there's water up to my legs.
Like my kayak, I sit inside it. So if there was water inside, my ass would be wet and I would know.
I don't know till I sink.
Okay, well, not that you would be sinking makes me feel better, but at least it makes me feel better that you're not sitting in a puddle of water going...
And not realizing it.
And I sunk. So me and Krista were sitting there bailing out the inside of this kayak with like a beer can and a water bottle.
Yeah, and a hat. We used hats for a minute too.
And Dad's sitting here hollering at me, put your life jacket on! Like, I'm holding on to a flotation device. Right? Like,
not at that point it wasn't.
It was still floating. It would hold me up.
But yeah, so he didn't have his life jacket on. He's looking at me because I'm on the other side of the kayak because we obviously can't both be doing something at the same place on the same side.
Yeah.
And so he's looking at me and the little pink area around your eyes is turning purple. And I'm like, you probably should put your life jacket on before you sink.
I mean, you could say that like I almost died or whatever, or if it was like
or whatever.
But I mean, I think the situation was a little blown up. I mean, yes, I was like in the Puget Sound and it was cold. If you put your hand in the water, your hand went numb. I mean, it was really cold, but
and that was Saturday?
Yeah.
That was like the warmest day of the weekend.
Well, it takes a long time for water to warm up, you know.
It's the ocean.
good point.
And it's like the ocean is a little warmer like when you step in the ocean. But once you get out away from the shore, it gets really cold.
Really quick.
Yeah. There's actually a line, you can actually see it, where the water changes temperatures. It's where like all the shit floats on.
That he knows, but Stoop and Shoop,
he knows the name of this line.
It's actually called a thermocline, and that's where the shit floats. And you cross that, you can put your hand in the water and cross it, and you can feel like a 7 or 8 degree difference in between those two. It was cold.
I looked at a map later. It turns out we were on our way to Anderson Island. It was across the way.
Yeah.
So that's where we were.
So I was in that cold water for like 25 minutes as we were bailing the kayak out. And it's amazing how much energy like it just zapped out of my body. Because once I got back on my kayak, I grabbed my paddle and like I paddled once and it was hard. It was like I was tired.
Well, he fell in like 3 times because it took... Well, he fell off and then got back on and then it was still tipping on him. And so then he figured out that there was water inside it. Before that, didn't know exactly what the problem was.
So then I was like, let me get on top and we can bail the water out while I'm out of the water, while I'm just like laying across the top of the kayak. And so I'm laying on it and I pull the cover off and water just gushes in. And I'm like, okay, that's not a
bad idea.
That's not the way to do that. So then I make it like I don't even watch them. I'm just like, I need to get back to shore as soon as possible. So I paddle my ass to shore, and Dad and Chris are going at like a 45-degree angle different than where I'm going. Dad keeps hollering, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going back to the boat launch. I don't know where the hell you're going. And so I get back to the boat launch, and I'm like, I'm the one tired. Like, I had to stop and rest a couple times, and so I get back, I turn around, and they are where it looked like where I started. And I'm looking... And Dad's not paddling, and he's not moving. I look past him, and I find a spot on the island there, and he never moved for like 15 minutes.
He was resting.
He ran ground because the ocean was leaving.
The tide went out, and so it was shallow. So I got to the shallow part, and I would use my paddle and shove off of it, and then keep going around. And then Dad would hit the ground. And it would take him a little longer to get off of it.
He said he was about to get out and walk because there was like a big sandbar up across the, and then he would have to get back in his kayak and kayak across. But
it's not kayaking at that point; it's hiking with luggage.
Yeah, you'd have to drag your kayak. Sunday, Michelle moved to North Dakota about a year ago, I guess, and so she came back and she had a barbecue at her mom's house, and I went there to that little party, and then I showed up at pool.
Still feeling the effects of it, I take it?
No.
About the little belch there.
Oh.
John just does that.
That was tea and cookies. And the guys at pool, for some reason, wanted to shove a whole bunch of tequila shots down my throat, so we had about 7 of those. And we won 3-2. So that was good.
After 7 shots of tequila?
Yeah, I started getting a little lippy.
No.
I know. It's hard to believe, right?
So I smashed on this guy on 8-ball. And then I was playing 9-ball. And I was up on him like 3-0.
Well, before you started playing 9-ball, he walks over to us and he's like, well, I just kicked ass in 8-ball. Should I go whoop him again in 9-ball?
No.
So I'm halfway through.
Brand new player, I think, wasn't he? Oh, no, you didn't play the new guy.
No, I played, somebody else. And so I go back over to the team. I'm like, hey, you guys got my easy button ready? Where's my easy button at?
You guys actually have one of those?
No, we don't have one of those. John was just being a smartass.
I want to get one of those just so when you sink the 8-ball on somebody, you can just hit it.
You're a bigger asshole than he is. Yeah, he made a joke. You actually want one.
No, I want one. The difference is I would use it, and I don't think Jason would. But I think that would be unsportsmanlike.
You think?
Yeah, but we don't write people up for that in TAP. That's an APA rule where you lose sportsmanship points.
Do you want to be known as the asshole with the easy button? I mean, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I think you'd care. But yeah. Anyway, I spent the rest of the day making up for homework that I didn't do over the 4-day vacation.
Oh, that's a 6-day vacation, John.
But I spent some days doing homework, so that's not a vacation. Okay.
You spent some time doing homework, so that makes it not a vacation.
Yeah, like if you took like a week vacation, but you went to work every day, would it be a vacation? No. Same thing, right?
I suppose.
You suppose or yes?
Well, I'm just trying to think because I worked full time while I was going to school, so I never really considered homework part of a job.
That has nothing to do with the question I said. I said, if you took a vacation during your vacation,
yeah.
Would that be a vacation?
No.
No.
Although there are people that do that. I mean, our buddy Bringlin, every time we go to Nationals or whatever, he's on vacation, but he still checks in on his laptop for work, and my boss is the same way. I don't get it. The minute I leave work, I'm not thinking about that place. I
mean, the difference is that those two people have other people that depend on them.
Oh, he's an accountant, okay? He checks his emails. He doesn't, like, get on there and start crushing numbers and doing paperwork. I mean, I check my emails. I don't call that work.
I don't know. I ain't
going to respond to
most of them.
That's
because your emails are from Amazon and YouTube.
And who likes you on Facebook? That doesn't matter. That's like a job email does.
I have teachers that email me, and I ignore those too.
That doesn't make it better.
Or surprising.
All right. We've got...
Eat your cookie, damn it.
We've got your news coming
hold
up.
Hold on. Before the news... Oh. We drove here to the radio station today. I have two conversations me and Krista had. How do you make a machine gun noise, Jason? Okay, like Krista, make a machine gun noise.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat. Because this is what she told me. These words came out of her mouth. This is what happened. I drove over to the bumps and I was like. And I was just like, just being stupid or whatever. Yeah. And so I go, Krista, when I drive over these bumps, I want you to do that the whole time I'm on the bump. And I just wasn't going to drive. I wasn't going to get off the bump. I was just going to make her until she ran out of breath.
But then that sounds like fun, right?
But then I found out she couldn't even do it. She was like, I can't move my tongue that fast, is what she said. Like, she thinks that when you go, like, you are physically moving your tongue up and down to make that noise.
That'd be a workout.
So I go, your tongue doesn't naturally just like close your teeth and just blow and it happens. And she goes, do it. Do it. She just
blows. Not a machine gun, that's a snake.
I didn't say that's a machine gun noise. My machine guns go rat-a-tat-tat.
And so I was trying to figure out what other shit that she's supposed to be able to
Somebody
do as a human
the air
being
out
that
of
she
a
can't.
Tire.
And so we had that conversation, and I mentioned the snake sleeve. And so we were talking about Little Willie, and
the dog.
We were talking about Little Willie's Little Willie is what we were talking about. We came home or something. The dog had a big
conversations that you guys have when you're just hanging out.
We came home, and every time we come home, the dog has a raging boner, right? And I'm like, put your cock back in your dick sleeve, right? Because what do you call? What do you call a dog's? I call it a dick sleeve because it's not.
I
his
don't
dick.
Have this conversation.
Well, I'm having it right
You're having
now.
Having it right now, Jason.
His dick is the pink thing, right? But then it goes inside of his dick sleeve when he doesn't want to have his dick out. Like,
I don't think it's voluntary. It's not like he's making the choice. I think I'm going to show off my junk right now. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah.
Yeah, pull. Well, if you
just stop. I see the motion you do with your hands. Just stop.
If you hold the dog on his back and you kind of stretch him out.
Who the hell does that?
Then his pink thing comes out. And then you make him do a crunch. And his dick goes back in his dick sleeve.
I don't think anybody else takes their dog and says, what do I got to do to get his dick to stick out?
That's not what happened.
You better clarify.
What happened was he came right up to me.
What happened was?
When I got home and he had a raging hard on and I was like, put your dick back in your dick sleeve. And I grabbed him and I didn't want to hold him and press his dick all over me. This little wet thing. And so I just like crunched him up in a little ball and his dick went away. It sucked into his dick sleeve. If you can find a better name for that than a dick sleeve, I think that's it's a cock holster.
It's a sheath. It's a snake sheath.
Because it's not his dick.
Yeah, you said that already. You kind of covered this topic.
I know, but no, like I'm having this conversation by myself. You guys are just laughing at me, looking at me like I'm stupid.
You and I already had this conversation.
I can't believe that anybody would have this conversation.
somehow it came up that he's not circumcised. And I said, I don't think you circumcise a dog.
Yeah, so that'd be cutting his dick sleeve off. That'd be mean.
Then his junk just hanging down.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping the show and getting back into that one. Let's get back into the music with Fox and the Law. Feel So Blue right here on the Family Meeting.
With the motion.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Fox and the Law with Feel So Blue.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Well, hello, everyone. And I just want to give you a little update from our last segment there.
Our research
department. We have done some research and found that the dick sleeve, which I put quotes in my fingers here, is technically the foreskin or the prepuce of the dog.
You could also call it a cock holster, Krista, if you'd like.
And the other thing I want to mention is if you are anywhere where there might be children or your boss, do not Google dick sleeve. I made that mistake.
And oh, this isn't going to end badly.
You would be surprised.
What did you think you were going to find?
Actually, you know what? I actually typed in dog's dick sleeve, which doesn't make it better. You get some really
disturbed. That would be a dog.
What kind of porn did it come up with?
That would be somebody having sex with a dog, turning a dog into a dick sleeve.
Yeah, you don't want to know when I think the FBI is pulling up the driveway.
And actually, if you know the name of it,
I think I'm on a no-fly list now because of this.
When you look at the name of it, it's prepuce. And so, if you actually knew the name and you said dog's dick sleeve prepuce, you'd probably get some bad stuff there too.
Okay, but on to the news. We're going to start out here in Florida because everybody loves Florida. A 34-year-old and 51-year-old man are now looking at hard time. The police were called for these two guys fighting, and they got to the scene and found they had a stolen shopping cart, a bunch of stolen camping gear, some fuel. So they take them to the police station so they can question them and everything, you know? Like, they don't know that these two guys stole this stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're in the little interrogation room, John, they have somebody watching you through the window. Well, these two knuckleheads try to steal the clock off the wall. They put it in their backpack. So the officer on the other side of the wall watching them came in and took the clock back. And now they're facing even more charges because they're trying to steal from the police station while they're in trouble for stealing.
That's almost like they're just trying to get street cred. Like, we stole this clock from the cops.
I saw a picture of them, and they didn't look like the kind looking for street cred. They looked like the kind looking for drugs. So,
what kind of raggedy ass police department has like a clock that you could actually steal? Most of them are like, you know, bolted to the wall with wiring that goes into the wall. Like, do they just
having you try to steal the clock? Huh?
They just have some shit that just plugs in and just hangs on a screw.
These guys just got set up, is what it is.
Yeah, you don't just leave a clock around.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't just leave a clock around in a police interrogation room.
It's not like a broke ass crook is trying to steal a goddamn clock. That's what I want to know.
Well, they were living in a shopping cart and stolen tents. I mean, come on now. So what do they need a plug-in clock for?
They couldn't even make their clock work. We stole a clock from school.
Okay, so on to our next story here. There was a man who sent a subpoena to a police dog, the canine dog, for his defense. He wanted to bring this dog into the courthouse, and he wanted to plant drugs throughout the courthouse and see if the dog could sniff him out. He was pulled over for failing to use his turn signal, and it was a canine officer, so the dog sniffed around the car and didn't find anything. But he was trying to use this defense to get out of the turn signal ticket.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about drugs on there at all. It just says...
They didn't find any drugs.
Oh, they didn't find any.
Mm-mm. The dog didn't find any. He just sniffed around and didn't find anything. He was still fined the $300 for failure to signal. It didn't get him out of his ticket or anything. But it was like he was just trying to...
That doesn't make any sense. Why in the hell would he want to... Unless he's just...
If the glove don't fit, exactly. You must have quit. I'm well, Chewbacca.
What kind of idiot thinks that they're going to let you bring drugs into the courthouse and hide them to try to trick their dogs?
He stands up. Now, Judge, I have a bag of weed right here. And what I want to do...
That just seems like bad planning, right? I mean, that's his defense. His plan for his defense is to bring drugs to the courthouse and hide it.
I think he'd be better off to drive his car into the courtroom and have the dog sniff out whether he turned on his turn signal or not.
I do think that the cops could probably pretty easily train a dog to bark when they say a word. And then they could search your vehicle. You can look at people and pretty much be like, that dude got some drugs on him. You know, some people, I'm sure... A cop pulls a bunch of people over every day and be like, this guy got some drugs on him somewhere.
Half the time, they can probably tell by the car.
Well, I think this guy may have previously had drugs on him if he thought that was going to work.
I think he may have been on drugs if he thought that was going to work.
So the judge is like, so what are you doing here? He's like, what am I taking for?
What? Just so everyone knows, the dog had nothing to say when he got to the stand.
They said that was the first time that's happened.
Yeah, there aren't that many stupid people out there like, yeah, bring in the dog.
They subpoenaed the dog.
Here in local news.
Where were you on the night of?
Crete.
Reggie.
Locally, a 10-year-old boy got assaulted at the movies. He was trying to see Titanic in 3D, which doesn't make any sense why a 10-year-old boy is seeing Titanic. But anyway, the kid's seeing Titanic, and the guy in front of him, a grown man sitting in front of him, was really upset because he couldn't hear Titanic. Like apparently, he did not know the boat sank at the end.
Say, like he didn't know how the movie ended.
So these kids are being loud and kicking the seat and running up and down the aisles is what he says. The movie
theater.
Because
it's freaking Titanic.
The movie theater says they got no complaints from anyone until this kid got punched. This grown man got so pissed he couldn't hear Titanic. He turned around and punched this 10-year-old in the face.
See, now I heard this story, and every time I hear it, another little nugget of wisdom pops out there. The first time I heard it, I just heard some dude punched a 10-year-old at the movies because he was throwing popcorn at him, and he asked him to stop, and the kid just kept pelting him with popcorn. So I'm like, all right, I understand that. That doesn't make it right, but I understand that. Then I heard that the guy was like 20 years old, and he just kept saying, He kept getting my mat on. He kept getting my mat on. And I was like, okay, so now the guy sounds like an idiot on top of punching a kid. And now you're telling me the son of a bitch was at Titanic?
Titanic 3D.
Well, in the article, it says that he thought that there were some grown-ass adults behind him when he punched him. But it also says that he told the cops that they were running up and down the aisles.
Not a whole lot of grown-ass adults run up and down the aisles at the movie theater.
Well, the man was 21 years old, way old enough to tell a 10-year-old from an adult,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you're either looking at your peer or a child. It's going to be one or the other, right?
I don't know how the guy feels, though.
I do, too.
Everybody does, but you don't punch a kid in the face.
Because Becca and I went and saw Iron Man, and this kid kept kicking the back of my seat, and I wanted to jump up and tell him if he didn't stop it, I was going to rip his leg off and beat him to death with it. I understand where the guy's coming from. I didn't do that.
So this is what happened to me.
This guy gave a 10-year-old a bloody nose and broke his tooth out.
He knocked his tooth out.
So he spent a night in jail and is facing more charges, I believe.
So me and my buddy Zach were playing...
We're the kids.
Huh?
You were the kids.
No, we were not
the
kids.
They were the kids a lot of times, but I'm sure this story isn't one of them.
We were the adults here. We were playing laser tag.
Really?
We were playing...
Can you look up adult on the Urban Dictionary for John?
We were playing...
I don't think we're going to look up any more Urban Dictionary definitions.
So we were playing laser tag at Laser Quest.
And you were the adults.
Yeah, I think we were like 19 or 20. And there was this kid that had me cornered, and he just kept like, he'd shoot me, and then he'd go to the other side, and he'd shoot me, and he'd go to the other side. So I pulled my gun out, and I was going to go shoot him, and I pushed my gun forward around the...
That's a punch.
Around the wall.
Jason, he knocked him to the ground with a closed fist.
And the gun hit this kid square in the face. And all I heard was him starting to go, Marshall! Marshall! And then I got the hell out of the cave. I escaped.
So you really know how this guy felt.
So then we went to the bathroom.
Because you knocked out a 10-year-old too.
We went to the bathroom and the whole countertops and the sink was just coated in blood. And then we left.
So this guy knocked a tooth out, and John apparently murdered a 10-year-old in the bathroom of Laser Quest.
John didn't know that he was going to punch that kid in the face with his gun, though. Right, John?
Yeah, and I really didn't. I was putting my gun around the corner, and the kid was running in to shoot me, and it just... Like, I hit the shit out of the kid, though. I hit him hard. And
Well, yeah, he was running, and you were putting your arm out.
A full swing gunshot.
That's why we haven't gone to Laser Quest in so long.
Yeah, because I'm banned. They got a
John's
picture of me.
They
got
his there anymore.
Picture on the wall. Our next guy probably has his picture on some walls, too. A 20-year-old. He's facing at least 10 felony charges from Florida, obviously. He's in Florida. So he is homeless, and he jumped a wall on Thursday to get away from where he was being chased because he'd robbed a Lowe's improvement store. I'm sure we all know what Lowe's is. So He claimed he was looking for mango and banana trees, but instead of paying, he held a scissor against the neck of the clerk and left. So after he left to get away, he jumped over this wall and he ended up in a nudist colony. So he stole a golf cart from the guards at the nudist colony and tried to take off. But he did stand out a little bit, being the only one in clothes. So he was kind of easy to find.
A clothes carrying a banana and a pineapple tree or whatever the hell he had.
He had been on the run since April when he robbed a Kangaroo Express store. Now, we live up here in the Northwest, so I had no idea what Kangaroo Express was. And I was like, this guy's looking for mango, banana trees, and kangaroos. So Kangaroo Express is apparently a gas station chain in Florida. So he's facing $250,000 bond for that. He has been in prison before for armed robbery and attacking a victim with a can of Pepsi. So he clearly uses weapons of opportunity.
I was going to
scissors and cans of Pepsi.
Can you really call that assault?
He's being held without bail now.
I beat that bitch down with a can of Pepsi.
Those lids get pretty sharp if you bend them wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
I think what he should do is he should talk
to a real criminal while he's in jail and figure out what he's supposed to be doing.
He should rob something and get a real weapon. That's what he should do.
You don't think he's going to find anything at the nudist colony?
He did rob a real weapon for him. He robbed a gas station. I'm sure that he stole a six-pack or something so he could beat up somebody.
Yeah, he stole the six-pack of Pepsi to attack somebody else with a can of Pepsi. I'm talking about robbing somebody for a gun or a knife with a can of Pepsi. I guess that wouldn't be a good thing.
So email in all your questions tips and tricks.
Oh, you brought a can of Pepsi to a gunfight.
Oh, you guys are nerds.
Or nerds. He didn't say he should go like rob somebody for a phaser.
What did I say? Something about Star Trek this morning, John.
Oh, that was a that was
that what started
ago.
The fight, and then the fight started.
No, it was something I don't remember. But anyway,
she said something about Star Wars, and it was Star Trek. It was just stupid. I had to holler at her about it.
And I told him to shut his mouth because only a true nerd is going to get upset about the difference.
Have you seen Fanboys?
Yes.
No.
I have seen Fanboys.
Oh, you're a nerd.
You'd be offended by it, John. Being a Trekkie.
A man from South Israel is divorcing his wife. Now, that might not sound too outrageous, but he's divorcing her because she adopted 550 cats.
Divorced.
Grounds approved.
He said the hundreds of kitties hindered his home life at every turn.
Yeah.
It blocked his entrance to the bathroom, swarmed the kitchen, and stalked him at mealtime and stole his food off the table.
There'd be a lot of dead kitties in my house.
They did break up, and they gave it another shot. The court over in Israel wanted him to give it a try, and the wife chose the cats over her husband. So I don't know who this is sadder for. The husband who lost to 550 cats, or the wife who wanted 550 cats, or the cats.
When I worked at the move, when I was a furniture mover, there was one house that the guy had a bunch of cats, and everything you picked up, it was just slimy with cat urine and just nastiness. And I called my boss. I was like, I quit. I ain't doing it. I quit. It's over. But I ended up doing it anyway.
Of course you did. That was a paycheck.
Yeah, no kidding. I think we've all done some pretty bad shit for a paycheck.
What have you done for a paycheck?
We don't want to talk about it. Some of us don't like to just throw everything out there and admit to anything and everything.
Okay, well, we're done with news. Everything's old now. The end.
Our producer's telling us we're done by cutting off our bed music. We're going to jump back into the music right now with Stepdaddy and the Bum's Mysterious Briefcase right here on the Family Media. She likes candy, basket in the dance.
I've already got five, motherfucker.
This is Mike Smith, creator of Life Without Robots, and you're listening to The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Nobody's gonna hold me down. I'm alive, alive.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the Atomic Outlaws with Poster Boy.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the Week.
This was a listener submission. I have a burp that's really trying to make its way up.
Glad we waited.
Oh, I had to wait. I couldn't talk anymore. This is a layered drink. It's called the Duck Shit Inn. And it is half Kahlua, half Midori. This is a listener submission, so they put these put ratios on here. And I don't use those. It's a Kahlua, Midori, Bailey's, and tequila. And it says here that it'll layer. Normally the directions tell you what order, but I guess if you wait long enough, it should layer itself, right?
You're looking at me. I'm the one guy in the room that doesn't drink.
You don't have to drink to understand that things are different.
I didn't.
Liquids are different
either.
Weights, and
yeah, I guess it would all settle.
They disperse differently.
Yeah, I guess the Kahlua would all settle to the bottom, and
I'm trying to forget. I heard all those ingredients in one drink.
Kahlua, Midori, Bailey's, and tequila. Duck shit in your mouth.
That's what, yeah. That's exactly
if
what
the
it
name's not
like.
Bad enough, just think of all those things combined, and then we'll see if you want to drink it.
And that's what it's going to taste like.
So try that out, and let us know how it tasted on the Facebook page. And by the way, the Facebook page, why don't you go to that Facebook page and click the like button?
Yes.
And if you can't find the like button, then you are on the wrong Facebook page, and look for another one. There should be a way to link those together.
There should be, but I haven't found it yet. I've been looking. You're the IT guy. Why don't you get on that?
And, my Twitter is JohnCurtis316. Krista?
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Curtis1.
And mine is JasonCurtis925.
There were some more.
Also want to mention, get out there this Sunday. Go to the Fish Food Benefit Concert down at Louis G's. June 3rd from 3 till about 7. Bring your pocket. I was going to sound really old. Bring your pocketbooks.
Yeah, do sound really old.
bring your monies. Bring your checkbooks if people
bring
still
your,
care.
Bring your little bag of gold flakes. Give us a couple pinches.
They're not leprechauns, John.
Back in the day, you used to. I'm going way back, Krista, before pocketbooks.
There should be some great music. Mr. Vaughn, Seven's Revenge. Just you can go to the Facebook page on that and find out exactly what's going on with that. We want to say keep listening because the aquarium's coming up next, followed by the Northwest Metal Zone. And otherwise, we will we'll talk to you next Tuesday. This is Window Pane with Never Enough on the Family Meeting.
Think about it from time to time. Think about so many things when I can clear my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm growing. Most days I don't know where I'm going. For all the things I'd like to do, all the things I'd like. There's times I